I'm filing a federal lawsuit called deprivation of rights because there's a conspiracy to violate my constitutional rights. And it involves these attorneys with the public defender's office who are conspiring with the prosecutor. They're all conspiring, basically, don't challenge this order from Broward. Don't challenge it. That's all Broward County saying that to a Minnesota citizen who hasn't been to Florida. They got no jurisdiction over me. And they go, they say, you can't talk about this, you can't publish this, and you have to give us your guns. But sometimes it just feels better if you think, you know, this isn't all for nothing. Because if they can just take a swipe of a pen down in Broward County, Florida, and go, oh, sure, take away his gun. He's in Minnesota. Yeah, take his guns. Take everything off the internet. Don't ever say these words again. Da-da-da-da-da. And if you do, you go to jail. If they can do that to me, they can do it to... They can do it to...
With the world being so crazy, I have two great gift ideas to help you and your family stay safe. First, the Shockwave Torch. This tiny tool drops a 260-pound thug in 2 seconds. It packs so much power in such a small package, it's scary. Thank God it's got a safety on it. If you want to stay safe in a dangerous world, I promise the Shockwave Torch will help. Next, I want to show you the Light Defender Tactical Laser. It's a palm-sized device that drops attackers by shooting off electromagnetic radiation. It is legal in most of the U.S., but it has been banned inside 4 different states, and countries across the world have been banning it left and right. This might have something to do with the fact the military uses these devices in Afghanistan, Iraq, and other hostile zones to drop terrorists in their tracks. The U.S. Navy calls it the best emergency rescuing device, and it's so powerful it will even start fires with no matches or fuel required. Click the links below to learn more about the Shockwave Torch and the Light Defender Tactical Laser Tool. There would be great gifts for your loved ones and family to keep them safe in this crazy world.
Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. Today I have Timothy Holmseth coming back. He is still in the fight for his life. He's been fighting this for over a decade with these guys, and it all stems from Broward County and the criminal activity that is going on in Broward County and how it relates to Timothy Holmseth. And they are just harassing him. He has a criminal lawsuit and a federal lawsuit. The federal lawsuit, he has a really great attorney now. His criminal one, which they are working with Broward County, but making it stand here in Minnesota, and he's been assigned attorneys, and it's just not working well for him, and he's going to explain why. And I want to tell you that we were really careful during this interview. Anything that public files and names, he can't say any of that stuff. So I said it. I'm a journalist. I got everything from public documents, and I explained it during the interview, and I also have a couple links that I want to have you look at if you want to know the background of some of this. When I first got into this, I'm not sure who I believe, and I went and I looked at all the different public documents. Kim Picasso is the one from Broward County, and not surprisingly, she is right in the middle of all this voter fraud as well. That black truck that found those boxes of ballots, she's claiming she's a witness that saw this black truck and that was there all day and all this stuff. I don't know how anybody would believe her, because based on the documents that I read through, I saw so many lies and so many things. And I really encourage you to actually look at the real court documents and come to conclusions on your own. Come to conclusions that Timothy is a good guy on your own. And I have a really hard time believing that our local Minnesota, up in right on the edge of Grand Forks and North Dakota, Grand Forks, Minnesota, that they don't know that they're dealing and supporting corrupt people, because it's so obvious. Look at the documents, so obvious. It's constitutional. They're taking his constitutional rights away, and we should fight for people like this. This is the core. What he's trying to do is expose corruption and child kidnapping and trafficking, and he ran up against some people who are in the court systems who hide it and make it possible for these people to get away with crimes. And if you look at his case in detail, you'll see what they do to people that try to expose this. And he is the perfect example. And I'm just doing what I think is right. And I think he's fighting for his life because they went after his kids. And so now he's just fighting for, he's been cornered. He does stuff that I wouldn't necessarily do. Everything I do, I want to make sure he'll repeat a source. And I don't like to repeat sources unless I have like documents or something I can show because I want to stay on YouTube. But you got to do what's right. And there's a lot of good people. His psychologist that did the review, he was a good person. There's good people in the system, but they got to stand up with courage right now and expose these criminals. And, this is a fight we all should be taking on. And I know that some of you who listen to my show kind of get tired of me covering this type of stuff, but this is the fight of our life right now to clean up our country because this is everywhere. And when we clean this up, we can do almost anything. Then the sky's the limit, but not when you have these corrupt people all over our justice system, corrupting our politicians and everywhere else. But before we get into the interview with Timothy, I want to tell you that I have a raffle going on. It'll be Friday for my patrons, and I'm going to give away a 8-ounce bottle of Purple Power C60. So for my patrons, I've given away certification classes for Green Flower, and where you learn all about cannabis, the cannabis industry. And I've given away 3 of those. They're worth $299. I got that as a gift. And so I shared that with my patrons. And this I'm getting as a promotion for Purple Power, and they're going to give it away as free to one of my patrons. So anybody that's on Patreon, I just randomly pick. And every Friday I'm trying to do something. And if I don't have one, I have restaurant.com cards, $50 cards from a fundraiser. I got a bunch left over that we didn't sell all. So I'm so thankful for everybody who supports my program. You can be a patron for as little as $1 a month. And of course, I really appreciate more, but that's how we keep the program going. That and ads. And I know people don't like ads, but I have to run them. Try to keep it minimal. Now think of what you get when you watch mainstream media. There's ads all the time. I'm only doing 2. And I try to keep it as small as I can. And I'm trying to do things that I think will help you as well. So hopefully you can endure that. But thank you so much, even for just listening and for sharing. Share, push the like button. That helps these videos get out. But let's get into this video now with Timothy Holmeseth. Tim, thank you so much for rejoining the program. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Sarah. It's nice to be with you again.
You know, Broward County has been in the news a lot. And I want to talk about, we know that there's so much corruption there. And your case specifically has circled around Broward County. Can you explain how Broward County comes into this with you?
Yes, and as I always say, I got to be careful what I say because of an active order that's still on me, issued by Broward County, who they want to arrest me. They've already arrested me 3 times. So, but I'll answer the question. Broward County came into my life when I did some interviews with some key figures in a national profile kidnapping regarding a little girl named Haley Cummings back in 2009. And from there, a Broward County in 2011, I had found out too much. I got too much on tape. I had the goods. And I was working with the FBI. The FBI was acting on my information. And basically, what I had learned was that people that were identifying themselves as pastors, CIA and FBI were involved in stealing these kids.
And we've done some shows on this.
Right, yeah. So that's just the basic background on that. And then what happened was in 2011, I got, I'm not going to say by who, but I got...
Because you can't. Your court order says that you can't at this point. And your lawsuit is to fight that, correct?
Yeah, and I've even got to be careful what I say about,
Okay, I will summarize it later because I looked into all of that. I looked at the actual public, they're all public files. I looked at it, I reviewed them. I can, because I'm a journalist and they're public files. So I will, I'll just summarize it right here. It's not Timothy Holmeseth saying it, it's me from my own investigation, own work. I got the files from the court myself. And I did a whole thing on it about Kim Picazio, because you can't say her name. I can, public record, I have nothing to do with her. But they won't even let you say your name. You wrote a book on this, that little girl, Haley Cummings, and the whole situation, and you can't even talk about your book anymore. You and the whole lawsuit that is going down, and I talked a little bit with your attorney as well. It's completely unconstitutional because they won't even, as a journalist, you can't say anything, even though they're all public records, and it's not a legal situation. And he says it's like you can't even meet with your attorney. Now, I know you can talk about that. You talked about that before, according to what, how corrupt their lawsuit against you is. It's, and so that's what your federal lawsuit is about. What is your local lawsuit about, as far as what you can talk about it more?
Local lawsuit?
What's going on with the local? It's not local. I know it's with Broward County, but they're going through a local county.
Yeah, what it is in order to stop me and silence me, a Broward County domestic violence court issued an injunction for protection against repeat violence against me.
Which you've never done. All you've been is a journalist in that case.
Yeah, and I hadn't been to Florida. I have no personal relationships in Florida. So Florida has no jurisdiction over me. They just said they did. And then the police here where I live who are involved in this have enforced the order. It was a conspiracy between the Minnesota police and some people in Broward County. No, hands down. They're already caught. It's hands down. That's what's going on. That's the Broward County connection. Although I'm not going to say anything, I'll tell you again, just so in case you have any new listeners, this is what the Broward County court, a county level court in Florida, said to me, a person not from their state, no relationships there. What they said to me was, the respondent shall not make any direct or indirect reference about the petitioner on the internet or by use of electronic communication. The respondent shall remove all books, writings, videos, photos, recordings, and or materials currently published on the internet about the petitioner forthwith. And then, so that violates the First Amendment. It's so bad that it said that I can't make a direct or indirect reference about the petitioner on the internet or by use of electronic communication. And that's when I told you, Sarah, that my lawyer told me, he said, Tim, that would prohibit you from talking to me. Because that's a telephone. Electronic communication is text, email, fax. It just says, it basically puts duct tape over my mouth. That's what it does, you know. And then the other thing that the Broward order did, it demanded, there's a stamp on here that says, under firearms, respondent shall not use or possess firearms or ammunition. Respondent shall surrender any firearms and ammunition in the respondent's possession to the Broward County Sheriff's Department. Respondent shall surrender concealed weapon permits or licenses to law enforcement. That's all Broward County saying that to a Minnesota citizen who hasn't been to Florida. They got no jurisdiction over me. And they say you can't talk about this, you can't publish this, and you have to give us your guns.
Broward County. Which they have no jurisdiction on. Now, why do they want you to give up your guns? What would be the point of that? Since you're not a violent person, you've never showed any violence.
Yeah, in fact, this, you know, this is called an order for protection, injunction for protection against repeat violence. It's this Florida domestic violence. I was never charged with any crime in either state. Florida never charged me with a crime of violence or something, and Minnesota never did because I didn't do anything. So be mindful of that, because really it just means somebody went into a court and got a piece of paper, and based upon that piece of paper, it said, give us all your guns, give us your weapon permit, you can't write this, you got to take this all off the internet.
I have two additional items that you might be interested in for gifts this Christmas. The Elite Tactical Backpack. It has 7 roomy outer compartments that keep crucial gear and items safe. It also keeps tools ready to access in an emergency situation. This bag is military grade. It has a mole system and allows you to add extra gear on the outside of the bag. It also feels great. It has plush foam straps that won't dig into your hips and shoulder. It has a hydration bladder compartment and a bomb-proof 600 denier nylon. It's tough all over and only weighs 3.2 pounds. And the price has been slashed from $90 to $29.99. What a great gift this would make. You can also get, as an additional item, this combo pack. It's an ultra-powerful police-grade 18% pepper spray with an ultra-discreet 3-million-volt stun gun. I am getting these for every one of the women in my family. I believe we should all be carrying this for self-defense. And with gun laws becoming stricter than ever, what a great option for women in your family or even men in your family to be safe. With purchase of any other item, you can get this for only $29. So click the links below to find out more information.
I mean, they pretty much are going, I kind of feel like you're cornered. You've been cornered and you're there's sometimes where I see you kind of fighting back and just doing whatever you can. And I want to talk about what your attorney did, because your current, not the federal one, because you're really happy with him, but the one locally, because they gave you attorney, right? You have a government attorney who is not working in your best interest.
Right.
And actually they're working against you now. You probably hurt this person's ego, it sounds like, and now they're going to throw you under the bus. And so now you need to hire your own just to keep yourself safe. It makes me angry when I see lawyers who have their little ego bruised and then now they're going to do completely what's not right for a client because their ego is bruised. So can you tell me what happened?
Yeah, well, I'll actually start with that order, because what you're going to see is there actually is a conspiracy that involves the prosecutor in this case. And I've been assigned three different lawyers by the Minnesota Public Defender's Office. See, I was arrested for the first time in 2011 on this for something I allegedly published. Then they gave me a lawyer. Okay, the lawyer was actually the godfather of the prosecutor's daughter. And they did this railroad thing on me. I'm not going to get into all the details, but I wanted a jury trial. And we're sitting in a conference room, and I said no. I said, I was at, like, is the witness here? Did the witness show up from Florida? He lied and said yes. There was no witness from Florida. Anyway, he was.
Yeah, the jury. That's why, I don't mean to interrupt you, but that's why jury trials are so important and your only shot, because you're, in my experience of working with attorneys in the court system, juries really are your only shot to get fair justice when you're talking about a justice system that's broken. Exactly. But anyways, keep going.
Yeah, so anyway, he's actively, his name is Michael Luckasier. He was a public defender. He's now a prosecutor, I think, in Red Lake County. But he was railroading me. He was helping attorney Ronald Galstead, who's the prosecutor. They finally just did this thing on me, and he kept telling me that I needed to take an Alford plea. Oh, you got to take an, and he was telling me there was this plot by the police against me, and they wanted to put me in prison. Long and short is we did that. Then they raided me after they did it, and they took all my computer equipment and everything.
I went through all those documents about Kim Picasso and all the other people, and it is so blaringly obvious. It is so obvious that these people are corrupt. There's something wrong with these people. And now they're allowing them to go after you, and it looks like they're supporting them. How can, and anybody with a brain, I have a lot of the documents up on my website, and I have I talked to Kim Picasso. She tried to make you look really bad, and so then I went through all these documents and realized she was lying to me. Anybody with a brain would realize that these people from Broward County in that area are, there's something wrong when you look through these documents, when you listen to the videos. So what the hell is going on with these people? To me, it shows serious corruption.
So
I'm kind of on a little soapbox here, but I'm really, really frustrated that people, there's nobody with courage. It sounds like the judge, you had Tamara Who was the judge? Tamara?
Tamara Yan.
She was good. She looked through it and said, oh my, and released some of that stuff. But if they had courage and would actually look at these documents, they would know that they're persecuting an innocent man here.
They
you
know
what
they
is
are.
Going on. Okay, keep going.
Okay, well, anyway, so you got the first attorney. He made no objections to the court based upon the First Amendment jurisdiction, due process, or the Second Amendment. He made nothing that he should have done. And he just tried to railroad me into an Alford plea. I got rid of him after there was trouble. Got a second attorney. His name was Bruce Ringstrom. He did the same thing, only this guy pulled another stunt. I was sitting in a room with him saying, you know, this, I know I'm a seasoned reporter. I know this violates the First Amendment. I know it does. And we going back and forth a few times. And at some point, Bruce Ringstrom sits back in his chair like this. He goes, you know, I might have to file a motion with the court that you're not competent to aid in your own defense. Right there, he had me. My own lawyer was going to go in and tell a court that I was a mental case, so I had to do what he wanted. Okay, that was back in 2011. So neither one of the attorneys in 2011 filed anything regarding the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, or due process, or jurisdiction. Now we get into 2018, and I get so this is the third attorney that's assigned to me by the Minnesota Public Defender's Office, and her name is Gretchen Handy. And she repeats what the first two attorneys did. She will not challenge this order. And in fact, when she first talked to me the first time, she tried to get me to admit to committing the crime. Like, yeah. Okay, so this went on for, she was assigned in February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October. 8 months later, she finally did it, but the reason she did it was in August, I told the Polk County Court that I'm filing a federal lawsuit called deprivation of rights because there's a conspiracy to violate my constitutional rights. And it involves these attorneys with the public defender's office who are conspiring with the prosecutor. They're all conspiring, basically, don't challenge this order from Broward. Don't challenge it. And I know they're supposed to be challenging it because my trial attorney has already laid the whole thing out to me. Totally unconstitutional. So when I did that, when I was making that objection to the court, the prosecutor, Ronald Galstead, interjected, and then he told the court that he was filing for a Rule 2001, which he told the court he didn't think I was mentally competent. And in Minnesota, if one of the parties makes that request, the court automatically has to order that the psych eval be done. So I did. I took my psych eval, and on September 1st, on September 4th, the eval was submitted to the court and submitted to my attorney, Gretchen Handy, who is still my attorney. And she didn't give me a copy of it for almost a month because we had a hearing coming up on November 1st. But I passed it with flying colors.
And you have that document, which I can put up for people to see.
Yeah, go ahead, put it up.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So people know that it was BS. And how many, was it just one psychologist or did you have a team that evaluated you?
Well, actually, because I've been engaged against this shadow government operation for like 10 years, I already had three psych evals prior to that.
So this is your fourth psych eval, and you keep passing all of them.
I keep passing all of them. They just...
Well, thank God they're honest.
Yeah. Yep.
Thank God you ran into somebody. I mean, the world isn't all bad. We got some honest people sprinkled in. Actually, we got bad people sprinkled into mostly honest people.
Yeah. Yep. And so I passed that. And so I filed a motion with the... as soon as I got my results back that I passed, I added that as an exhibit to a motion that I'd filed against Ronald Galstead, the prosecutor, because I got him drop dead in something so serious that really the country should be up in arms of what this man has done. His name is Ronald Galstead. He's the prosecutor that contracts to prosecute for the city of East Grand Forks, Minnesota in Polk County. And what he did was he had information and knowledge that child pornography had been created of a little girl named Haley Cummings. She was 5 years old. He had knowledge of that. And that's what they were looking for on my computer when they seized it. Now, the reason they thought that, they thought copies had been sent to me. And somebody had convinced him of that. And basically, the people that convinced him of it were the people that actually created the pornography of Haley. But they, Galstead and these police never put that in the, they never wrote that anywhere because they wanted to catch me with it. They're covering, Ronald Galstead and the police here are covering up a, this ring that steals children, makes pornography of them, sells them to the U.S. Embassy, all this. That's what they were covering up. That's in my motion that I filed to the court in Polk County. I filed that to, and I requested the court remove Ronald Galstead as the prosecutor and appoint a special prosecutor because they're violating all my constitutional rights.
Well, it would be nice if there was a sealed indictment against Ronald Galstead. Sure. These are very serious crimes. These people are not good people. I've heard it from multiple sources about Galstead. I don't have proof.
Right.
I have what you said, and I have what really good sources are telling me. But there should be a serious investigation into these people.
Right. And so what happened was I filed that, and then I also filed a motion to have Gretchen Handy removed as my counsel because she was going to be a defendant in my federal lawsuit. The next day, the day after I filed that motion, Gretchen Handy, after, what, 8 months, filed a motion to the court. It was a motion to dismiss, requesting that this order from Broward be thrown out based on the fact that Florida had no jurisdiction over me and the First Amendment.
What did she wouldn't do that, would she?
Before that, she wouldn't do it. But the reason that she finally filed that motion was they needed to get control back because what she said to the judge, first of all, when I showed up for—
Well, but that's a good thing. So then what happened?
Well, I showed up for court on November 1st. As soon as I walked in the door, I was arrested by a deputy. So
for what?
They said I violated the order again.
Oh, for God's sake.
I'm not even going to go into the details because they're looking for—
You can't even explain the details of violating the order because then that's violating the order.
Right. I can't use—
It's not funny. This is not funny, but if you can't laugh, then you're going to go crazy.
I can't use my constitutional rights to defend my constitutional rights. But, okay, so they arrest me, they take me in. I find out during that hearing while I'm sitting there in handcuffs and shackles that Gretchen Handy filed this motion. Well, I didn't even know about it till right then. And so the court process went on, and but I contacted Attorney Handy. I consulted with another attorney, and then I contacted Attorney Handy by email a couple days ago, and I said, I've talked to my would-be appellate lawyer. If this for some reason isn't granted, I already have a lawyer that's going to do the appeal. And he said, you got to put due process in there because they violated my due process, as well as my right to keep and bear arms, the Second Amendment. She said no. She said she ain't doing it, and she said, if you want that in there, you'll have to fire me, and you'll have to—
Okay, so that's her ego there, where she just— Or do you think she's scared? Is she scared?
She's handled.
She's handled. So she'll probably lose her job or whatever.
Sarah, when we were sitting in court and she told the judge that day in court that she filed the motion to dismiss, she didn't just say she filed the motion. She told the judge that her supervisor told her to do it. So she's actually getting permission. 8 months. She should have filed that motion right away back. She'd been my attorney for 8 months.
So she's controlled.
She has to have permission to do it. Yes.
So they're handling her big time.
She's one of them.
She's scared. Well, isn't showing courage, and that's for sure. Is she young or is she older?
She's probably my age. I think we have kids the same age.
Yeah. So, it's too bad because you don't know what they have on her and what they're doing to her, but it's not your problem. You need to get out of that situation.
Right. And I need to hire my own lawyer. And you know, Yes, this is for me. I mean, it's a case involving me, but I really hope that I like to think that I'm doing this for everybody, because sometimes it just feels better if you think, you know, this isn't all for nothing. Because if they can just take a swipe of a pen down in Broward County, Florida, and go, oh, sure, take away his guns. He's in Minnesota. Yeah, take his guns. Take everything off the internet. Don't ever say these words again. Da 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 da. And if you do, you go to jail. If they can do that to me, they can do it to.
They weren't expecting you to fight back and do this. I'm not surprised at Broward County. I mean, we know what they've been doing. I mean, they're kind of like the armpit of the country. I mean, as far as corruption.
Sheriff
and
Scott,
you just happened to walk into it. Now you're in the frickin' hornet's nest.
Sheriff Scott Israel's name is in, I'm going to be very careful, but it's in some of the papers in the contained in the discovery against me. Sheriff Israel's name is in there. Like, why is his name coming up in some case involving a guy from Minnesota that allegedly published something, that allegedly published a court record that spoke to child trafficking?
How can people help you? Because this is a constitutional, you have a constitutional right case. You're trying to go after people who really, really, really need to be investigated. I mean, it's incredible with the crimes that I know from behind the scenes what's going on. Anybody who watches my Jimmy Boots Rothstein videos know there's a lot of corruption in this area. There's a lot in Broward County. If you've been watching the Canova, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, I mean, all that stuff. It's important for our country that there's justice, that our legal system works. What can people do to help you in this case?
Right now, I need money for a lawyer. I need money, and I want to tell everybody that, you know, if anybody out there that can back me up to get me a lawyer, this is our lawyer. This isn't just Tim Holmstead's lawyer. This is our lawyer, because this would be a huge win, because I've already escaped their plot. I'm not even supposed to be alive right now, so like I'm a dead man walking, and this would be a big win for us. I just, you know, I'm hoping that'll, you know, want people to invest in this, because I've invested in everything. My whole life's on the line. And this lawyer isn't going to help me. I have to get a real lawyer. And that's another thing. If there's anybody out there that knows of a good criminal defense attorney that can help me on these constitutional issues.
Because you already have a great federal one, but you need one that's going to help you at the local level.
Yeah, see, there's a difference, but there's, you know, in law, there's, you know, civil lawsuits and there's criminal. The thing here in Polk County is criminal. They're trying to take my freedom away from me. They're trying to put me in prison. And there's difference. Civil and criminal are completely different, because criminal, you can lose your freedom.
Okay, so where can people help you? Where can people donate?
My website is called writeintoaction.com, and it's like write with a W. So
okay.
Write one word, writeintoaction.com. If you go to writeintoaction.com, at the top, I have links for PayPal, also for Fundly and Patreon. I kind of put Fundly and Patreon because some people have different preferences and methods of payment. And
people need to know this truly is for an attorney. You're not messing around. Your story is real. The court documents are all up there. I did a thorough review of those. Once I talked to Kim Picasso and I reviewed all those documents, that really got me in your camp. I mean, it really did. It really bothered me a lot to see what I saw. And so any of you out there that has the time to look through those documents, and you got a brain and you take the time to do it, if you don't come to the conclusion that these people have something wrong with them, then I don't know. I mean, I don't know how you could. And so what I'm saying is I'm pleading with people to not look at you as another victim, or that you should look at you as a victim, but not look at you as a nut job. Look at you as a victim who's been persecuted by bad guys. I mean, this is what we're trying to eradicate. And we shouldn't, no matter what they think of you, which I think you're a great guy, by the way, as I got to know you. No, but no matter what they think of you, it's not right to treat anybody this way. Period. If your rights can be taken away, all of our rights can be taken away.
Right. I mean, and I hear from these people too every day. It breaks my heart. Like just last night, people keep sending me their story. They go, they took my baby.
And then, oh my God.
They'll say, you know, here's the court records. What can you do? And it's like, there's so much. I'm like, I can't even keep up now with my own stuff. And they want me to help them. But what I'm saying is they're everywhere. The victims are everywhere. So for whatever reason, the Lord put me in the position I'm in. I got to see this thing through all the way to the end now.
You're going to make it. You're going to make it. I just know you are. You're going to make it.
And so, yeah, so it's me. I guess it's on me. I'll do it. But I mean, I'm not a hustler. I'm not, this ain't about money to me. If it was about money, I'd be doing something else right now. Believe me, what, you know.
Oh yeah, you could come up with way better ways to make money than do this.
And get arrested. I don't want to get arrested for it.
You could be doing better stuff than this.
I don't want to get strip searched for a living.
Oh, it's funny. It's not funny. Sometimes people get angry with me because I laugh, and I tell people I have to, because the work that I'm doing, and you
lose
too,
your mind.
Is you will. And the stuff I hear off camera, some of this stuff, I'm telling you, if I don't laugh and I don't have the ability to have a sense of humor, then you will lose your mind. You have to have a sense of humor. You got to put it in perspective. And maybe the grand perspective is realizing our soul is here for development and whatever. You decided that you were going to have one heck of a hard life.
Yeah. Well, yeah. My children.
So when you go to sleep tonight and you can have a little fight with yourself, your soul, well, and tell them, what the heck were you thinking?
Well, they went after my kids. Like, everything changed when they targeted my children. You know, and I'm sure any parent, well, anybody that loves children understands that whole flip. They flipped a switch in me. Like, no, you just went down the wrong road with me.
Well, that's why the mob has an unwritten rule. They had one. You don't touch other people's kids, because that turns it into a whole nother ball game.
Yeah, the old mafia had a rule. You don't target the family, because after that, negotiation isn't possible.
It's a different, yeah, it's not.
This is a satanic cult-driven thing. And yeah, I think the epicenter of it's in Broward County, Florida.
Or there sure is a big outlet there.
Yeah.
It's a hub of some sort. Okay, well, hopefully people, it's your writeintoaction.com. And you have a BitChute account as well, where you're putting up videos and keeping people informed, right?
Yeah, there's, YouTube took down my channel after I started talking about Jacob Wetterling.
Yeah, you're a little bit more, and I want to tell you, you're a little bit more courageous than I am, as far as how far you'll go at talking about stuff. And I kind of hold back. I want my channel to stay up, and you have, but you know, you've been backed into a corner, which has given you more courage. And not that I don't have courage, because I think I do. I just want to, you know,
I like you there too. I like you right where you're at. I don't want you to get canceled or
I'm trying to walk that line.
Yeah, I knew my day was coming. Like, when I got the pink slip from YouTube, I was like, yeah, I know. Kind of, I guess it's a badge of courage.
Okay, but you're on BitChute, and BitChute has been targeted by PayPal, which I know it's a coordinated effort, which really makes me upset, because it's either a monopoly effort or it's a monopoly censorship effort. Either way, it shouldn't be legal.
It's not, you know, and that's the weird thing is, like, they're not going to win. They, you know, it's like they're going to, they try these little things. I mean, they could, to right down to the point of slashing my tires. It's like, you're not going to change what's coming. And QAnon says that. Nobody's going to stop. Nobody's stopping what's coming. You PayPal mess with this place or BitChute and take somebody's funding away. They're not going to stop what's coming.
I hope to God that's true, because evil, I think good always prevails in the end.
It does.
It might take longer, but we just got to keep waking these masses up. We got to keep waking people up. Keep waking people up. Please do what's right.
Yeah, and that inspires me too. I mean, I see that too when I see people on my Twitter. Because the longer this goes on, people are starting to see how ridiculous it is then why would you be targeting this little guy in Minnesota who's just got this website? I just live at this little apartment. All I could get was a pizza delivery job at this point.
Well, that's because they called all the other employers and made sure that you couldn't get a job.
Well, they did Domino's too, but Domino's just did another background check on me and said, no, there's nothing wrong with you. They didn't back down. But it's, you know, so, but people are starting to figure out that if you're targeting, what am I, Fox News? You know, it's like, ignore me. I'm unignorable. That's the facts are on my website and it's all free.
Well, it's all public documents, so it's not BS. You know, some of the stuff, you'll say something that a source told you and you'll put it out there, and I probably wouldn't put it out there, but it really is a legit source that told you. But the stuff I really encourage people to look at are the court documents and that kind of stuff, or actual video evidence. The evidence, because that's legit. It doesn't get any more legit than that. The other side does not have that.
Which is interesting, Sarah, because you say, look at the court documents. The last time I got arrested for allegedly publishing the court documents.
Oh, for God's sake. Okay, well, I know you can't do that, but they can come to my site where I grabbed them. They can go to my site, and I'll put the link below of the show that I did where I had all the documents there, because I know that you can't, that it's just ridiculous. You're in a situation where you can't even share public documents. I can. Because, I mean, I'm a journalist. I go to the courthouse. I get the public documents. I look through them. I made my opinions, all of my opinions based on the documents, because I didn't believe at first. I kept my mind completely open. Right. I didn't want to believe anybody. And I looked through the documents, and it became clear. And I really, really hope other people do that as well. And I just thank you for the fight that you're taking on and for coming onto the show today.
Oh, I appreciate you having me. I really do. You as well, you got more courage than many. I know you got your little visit from the police too, so.
Well, you know, and I had a visit from the police because we had a goat outside our yard, but that was a really funny, nice visit. The guy was really nice. I'm like, why is the police here? And he's like, you have a goat outside your yard. So I had this goat outside my yard, this big white goat, for like 6 hours.
Did it escape from somewhere?
No, he ended up, they tried to catch him and he ended up leaving. I'll put a little picture up here of my goat. But he's super nice. So the police in this area, the majority of them are just so nice. I really like them. And I grew up in this area. I just had one police guy that was just not, it wasn't the way all the other police guys are. And I'm actually, my husband's we're really active in charities around here and everything else. And I really love the people here.
Yeah.
And I grew up here. So I think they know that. But it was strange. I had this guy who Kim Picasso called, and she tried to work him over. She's not an easy person to talk to, and I'm sure she gave this guy the run for his money, and he felt like he had to do it. And they're connected, and she probably made him do it. And I was surprised at. I told him, I'm like, I'm a journalist. You guys know, I said what statute. This is a legal statute. This is all public documents. I included the chief of police on there, and they just, as soon as I gave them the public documents, the show, all this stuff was public, they left me alone because they knew I was doing what my legal rights were, and they left me alone. But in general, the police around here are amazing. They're really great. But there probably are a few that are, you know?
Yeah, and I think that's the general rule about police is it is, and I definitely don't think it's like the patrolman. Well, anywhere in the investigative work that I've done, the trouble is usually higher up, and they stack something, and then they bring these. I feel sorry for some of these young officers who they grow up, they want to be a police officer, then they get there and they find out that their boss is, you know.
I mean, it's like you're working for the devil, you know. You're this good person, you want to do good things, you love the people that you're working for, you want a great community, and you have to take the exact opposite of why you're there.
Exactly.
From this a-hole, and you don't know how to deal with it.
Yeah, and if you try, and if any of those young cops, you know, if they try to say something, they'll give them bad reviews.
Yeah.
For them to get a job after, so like, we really got to clean that part of our system up. I mean,
we really do. And I think we're on the right track. Just people need to wake up. We need to wake up everyone we can, on the left and the right, and unify on these specific things. Because if you can't unify on this, we can't unify on anything.
On crimes against children, we should all be able to unify. No crimes against children, no more.
But it's a black and white issue. You're either, if you're not for eradicating this, then you're the part of the problem. One or the other.
That's right.
It's not like healthcare where you can have all these varying opinions. No, this one you get one opinion or the other.
That's right.
So, okay. Well, thank you so much. And I really appreciate it. You have a wonderful weekend.
Thanks a lot, Sarah.